a couple of days to let the sting die down a little bit of being eliminated from the playoffs. Just to begin, your thoughts on the postseason?
I think we were good. You know, that first series was very exciting and very fun to be a part of. Probably the hardest series I've ever played. And then that second series, it was a lot different, and we played against a team with a little more depth, and you know, we battled, but you know, just couldn't find the scoring touch, and when we needed those goals, and they did. So it's sad, but you know, we're gonna move on, and it's a good start. They're gonna, you know, what we built here, you know, over the last 2 years, this was a good step forward.
When you look back on the regular season, some real high notes. What highlights stand out for you?
I think just every day coming to the rink and winning, you know, like at the start it was really special and, you know, made you happy coming to the rink. You know, the only thing in our life really, like everyone has their issues away from the rink or whatever, but, you know, when you're not winning hockey games, that's kind of all you think about because this is our job, and when you're winning, nothing really bothers you that much, and it was very exciting to, you know, come every day and, you know, go to the playoffs with these guys, and yeah, I'm really thankful for that.
When you look back on the season, it seemed like things really picked up in California when you lost that first game against Bakersfield and then had to go into Stockton and play a very good Stockton team, followed by another game the next night against Bakersfield. Did you see that as an important time in the year, bringing the group together?
Yeah, I never really thought about that, but yeah, that trip was, you know, kind of the turning point and where we took off and, you know, kind of had that swagger. And that was a fun couple of months for sure.
And then, of course, going into Toronto and sweeping the Marlies, something that I know for guys who've been around here the last couple of years, that's something you'd look forward to for a long time.
Yeah, you know, when you're – I'm definitely used to taking a couple of losses from the Marlies, and it was nice to, you know, beat them, you know, regularly this year. And, you know, and any team for that matter, just going in every night and knowing you're going to win, it helps a lot as a hockey player.
Been around the American League enough to know that rosters change and personnel changes, so in the second half of the season things were a little bit different. What was that like, going through the adjustment to being a different kind of team?
I mean, yeah, there's always movement with the minors and the NHL, and you know, yeah, you lose some top guys, Jack Roslovic and, you know, Hutchinson up and down, but we had depth as well, and guys stepped up. And you know, after Christmas, there was a time where we were, you know, win one, lose one. But, you know, every team kind of hits something like that. And I think we persevered and, you know, did our best. You know, the series could be different. You know, that's the game of hockey. You know, it seemed like they were just getting every bounce in that Rockford series. And, you know, we can hang with them. But
on a personal level, looking back on the season, I think 17 goals, I'm going off memory, but what stands out for you just in your individual year and in your growth as a pro?
Yeah, it's my fifth year in the organization, so it was special, and, you know, to have a, I guess, career year, you'd say, with goals and whatnot. And honestly, I just felt like every night I just showed up and, you know, wanted to get in on the forecheck and, you know, got lucky and got some points and whatnot, but I think hard work pays off, and hopefully that's what I'm going to stick to. So,